you going to do that before the press? I'm going to do it again. I'm not better. See, we now have a setup with no press for the budgets. I didn't want any press. It isn't the kind of message at all. I was just questioning whether you wanted to get this out before the press.
Well,
are you doing it?
No.
It's not. Okay. I'll let Charles put it out to the press when you say this reading. Yeah, I'll say that he'll be doing it. He could go out before camera then.
He used to go before camera.
After the budget signing.
Yeah.
And say, the president has just signed the budget and has authorized him to make his following statement.
And just have him, be out in front of the nation. It's not a particularly good subject. I mean, I'll be on. You probably don't see the point here, but you do. But there's no use for me to be on and have 15 minutes of crap right after. You see my point. You're just more closely identified. And actually, I identify with it. Why be out there with my face on?
That's right.
See? And I just feel it's a very smart thing to do.
No, I thought about it. I think you're better off.
I guess there's more to come in that sometimes you try to top a story that can't be topped.
Yep. Good. John Ehrlichman has talked with Annenberg over the weekend, and Rizzo is now properly programmed. John is meeting with Rizzo at 11:30 today. I wonder if you want to let him bring him in for a second to say hello somewhere between 11:30 and 12:30. Or if he'll be meeting with him with his advisors, you could drop into that meeting if you wanted to say hello. But I think you want to talk to Rizzo separately from his city people.
I'll be meeting with this son of a bitch called you and my God, Henry's got a talking box that would take me about 2 hours and a half, so I'm going to try to get it limited down. I just don't understand what he's trying to do. But anyway, you got to figure it'll be 11. They say, they've got 45 minutes, which is too goddamn long. We don't need that much time.
They're still trying to work out problems, and until they get it worked out, there's no point in you talking
to Mahoney or anybody else about it.
Because who is in charge of here? Anybody that's head screwed on tight? We're supposed to be, you know, we keep talking about the God.
Yeah, Schultz is the one that's in it right at the moment because they're, the whole thing of this budget, Grossman is involved in it. I'm not sure how it's, you know, whether there's...
Rosa. weed and so forth, you know, healthy. The point was that it was substance, you know, they didn't have enough substance and so forth.
Well, what he's, that goes back to his original SST.
Some about the same as well, some SST, some SST briefing. And, you saw him said, and he didn't get to sit down. I don't know if it's something down anything, but whatever it was, I just didn't know what the score is and whether
the basic part of it
really have a problem, whether we just didn't. May have not treated properly.
No, the basic problem from the beginning is then that the role he would have liked to have had, and he recognized right off that he wasn't going to have it, was basically the sort of the Al Haig role. He wanted to be the military guy, you know, the senior military advisor to the president, rather than the head of the president's military support facilities.
Yeah.
Now, recognizing he wasn't going to get into that role, because he, I thought, going to the war college and all that, he feels that he's a
man
called very strategist, and all.
Well, you know, he did have one major assignment. He's done a lot of things on this perfect. He handles his POWI thing. That's very skilled.
That's right.
But it may be that we should have brought him in more on things. He could have sat in on the briefings and things. I had no objection. You know what I mean?
Well, that was raised at the beginning, and it was determined that didn't want to do it that way. And he recognized that. I think he's always regretted that, in the sense that he had too tight, wished he would have been in that role.
I was wondering, in view of the fact that you now have the security, you're putting a security man in the MSC now.
Well, I've got Earl asking about that this morning to check with Henry on this. When John talked to Henry about doing that, when John and I did the first time, Henry said, absolutely, anything you want.
I didn't want
to. Then when John set it up, he told John to go ahead and do it. John set it up. Mm-hmm. Henry said, you know, Rosen's not going to put a spy in to take over the operation of my office and all that sort of thing. John calmed it down on that and said, look, you talk to the guy, I'm going to have nothing more to do with it. That's the last thing I'm interested in. You're going to solve the problem.
Isn't that all?
And then John was just saying this morning that he doesn't know whether Henry's followed up on it or not, and is because he purposely has not followed up on it himself. But he's virtually certain Henry hasn't done anything. And
sure.
He suggested that I ought to raise it with Henry on as to where we stand on, which I think we should.
That's too low a position for Hughes.
Okay, Hughes is all set to take the command thing, which he wanted to do that. I don't think Hughes is looking for a
change.
Well, we don't have to stay here.
I'm
staying his route now at all.
When he's such an outstanding guy, I think, but we know that certainly the business of being just an aide isn't the best thing for him, because he doesn't have really the strong personality and so forth.
Well,
I hope the new guy, he's got it ready, but he's not too impressive, I must say, but you never can tell about how well it looks. But,
well, he's very unimpressive as far as anything except his mental ability and his administrative ability.
Well, I don't care what the mental is, administrative, if you can run it. That's all
that's
care about.
What his strength is supposed to be.
Good.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn, Mike. We want him around. Well, I read it. I mean, we have really tried about the league. So, you know, cooperate with
him. I think Don's going, he's a very emotional guy, and he's going through a
tough period.
He decided that he ought to move out, and the Air Force decided he ought to move out. And you know, not stay in this kind of job. He can move back into a command job.
Yeah.
And I think now that the time is practically up on him, he's thinking about, you know, it's kind of hard to pull up your roots.
Pull up roots and go to hell to Texas.
Go off to Texas to run an Air Force.
That's the service.
But he does that for a time, and then he goes over to Asia, I guess.
Good. We'll watch him closely, you know. I'll see that he gets.
He's getting his second star. He's
pretty good. That was awfully nice to have him go down there.
Sure was.
I thought they all liked him. One person I forgot to mention for that dinner. Captain Dennard, I really think we should have had his dead. We have some of the other, we have him over here on the other side. And, he just got to be built up. You know, and he's a damn nice fellow. He doesn't mention that he's around, you know, pushing our side all the time. And, that's how it goes. Oh, I didn't buzz. I'm sorry, Mark. That's all right. Thank you.
You're absolutely right, man. Let's go over and over that list and be sure we don't leave someone out.
Well, we had Bob Brown, for example. Was my suggestion.
No question. You had Bob Brown and Chuck Colson, the special counsel.
Yeah.
Against the special counsel.
Yeah. Well, there's some special counsel we didn't have.
We didn't have John Dean, who is the counsel.
We have Dean.
No, we didn't.
We didn't have.
We didn't have Dean.
We had Jack in Bulger County. We didn't. We didn't have Fleming either. Arthur Fleming. Did we? Did we?
No. Fleming's. Fleming could have
fit. Yeah, I had him down. Forgot to mention it to you that time. Well. Keep her going for 6 months. Not at all. It's that we do very well with in terms of getting the credibility of Klein. And we had Klein in an awful lot of stuff, don't we? He's in there, cabinet meetings, leaders' meetings, and everything.
Well, but we should.
And I suggest that Dent ought to be on leaders' meetings. Okay? How about that? Maybe that's the way to call him in and say that this year, I think he ought to be on leaders' meetings. Because he is a good trooper, Bob. He's a good trooper. Isn't he?
Very.
From what I hear,
very.
He sure wish we had an offer to like him in the Midwest. Well, I guess they do.
Harry's brother. Harry's very, you know, he's just solid day in and day out. He's banging away. He's got his plan and he works it.
Sure does.
Just fire branches.
I had a thought that might be of interest to you. It seems to me that with regard to this thing tomorrow night, if you've got to get Henry sat down, if you must sit down, and we must involve a total public relations effort on it, such as we have sometimes on previous speeches, but sometimes we have not.
Now this one, very much.
This is highly technical, you know, and it involves, such questions as why did you set a deadline before? Why did you pose a deadline when the Congress put it out? What does it do with the POWs? What does it do for this or that? What does it mean in this and that and the other thing? Why did you negotiate the secret? Why did you put out these things and so forth? Now, in this case, Bob, Henry has simply got to trust. We've got to trust. The likes of Scallop, for example. He's got to be brought in earlier. Scallop, McGregor, Klein, Colson. I'm just thinking of, I don't know who else.
Well, it's that basic group.
And then, of course, you may want to get it together and find a way to get to all the senators, to the Republican senators, and then the Spanish group. Laird could be brought in to do some of the, do some work in the cabinet side. Roger should. You see, Henry's limitation here usually is that people talk to two or three major columnists, you know, hoping that if they give it a play. And that is about all it is. Okay? They all said, we're not guests giving them anything today, are we? Just pens, Mr. Prince. They all got them, huh?
If you want to sign it, use these two pens, give one each to Weinberger and Schultz, and we'll get two of your pens to everyone else. Okay.
As a matter of fact, this is a good thing to talk about, Andy, about right now.
Yeah.